So it's let's put it this way. It's something that will be a trial and error
No.
because I'm not used to it. I do very strongly feel that there's a big mockum to try and do it. Let me first map out a little bit what I think is special about a VAD. The problem is we have two ktsaveis in when we do things. One is we have a whole shulchan aruch of mitzvahs maaseis, what we're supposed to do, and we do. We try our best to do it, and we mechazik and so on. We also you learn and you read a lot of things that are ma'orah you, but it never seems to get connected. So you get very turned on. So sometimes it spurs you to a lot of ma'isa, and that works for a while. Rarely, rarely does it ever become permanent. And there's always a sense that of disappointment that you really got revved up to do something, and then nothing much happens. Nobody changes overnight. Yes, one in a million or a certain time in life, a boy who's 16, 17 and playing around and doing not much, and something shocks him into learning and he gets into it, he makes that type of change. Adult doesn't happen. And I guess the best way to phrase it is the Ramban says, it's a sefer that's attributed to Ramban, Baal Kaponim. He says, that I do not arouse Ava until techpots means until the desired time comes. But he says, Lashon Chafetz, until you don't concretize it, until you don't make it into something that has a certain mitzvah. So once a person has gotten past his yeshiva years and he's moving on, so he occasionally hears something that moves him a lot, but rarely can a person, Marshall, let's just give something. There's this story about internet. No one's stopping to use internet. No one's going to throw away their smartphones. So you get a bigger service, and then that's it. And it becomes more disappointing to a point where you don't want to hear drushes anymore because you know that you're going to be very turned on, and then nothing comes of it. So, that's one tremendous ikuv in advancing in Avodas Hashem. A second one is that we don't see any consistent pattern or results of what we're doing. If I ask myself, am I better than I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I guess here, there, something, some areas moving forward, some areas moving back. It's hard for me to say honestly that there's some sort of mahalach that I'm going forward. So the idea of just random kind of flailing and grabbing here and there and a piece here and a piece there is not something that satisfies a person who's a baal nefesh. I mean, it's like I did a mitzvah here, I did a mitzvah there, but it's like the difference between eating a meal that is planned and it starts with an appetizer and a main course and a dessert to standing and grabbing whatever comes out at the tables. It's food, but it has no seder and it doesn't really add up to anything. Those, I think, are the two big ikuvim in terms of moving forward. And if we don't move forward, we don't feel we're moving forward, then we just kind of give up on it. So we'll always keep doing things. We're not going to, business should not become a variance. But still, it's a very, very dissatisfying life. The maila of a VAD, of VAD style of meeting is, A, there is always a concrete step that comes out from what you're doing, and that's so you feel you have something. You also feel you're progressing towards somewhere. In other words, a VAD should decide to tackle a certain subject, and you will and you break up the steps. So just like whenever somebody, if somebody has a course on something or other, and there's no concrete result from it, it's just a course about music. A course about music doesn't attract the person. A course, a 10-part series that will teach you to appreciate the different types of music or the different composers, whatever it is, has a lot better chance of engaging a person because there's a certain tachlis. And if I like the tachlis, then I feel the course is getting me there. This is one of the reasons why, you know, whether it's shiurim, I told somebody, there was a rav here, a young paymer, young rav, and he's a very good maggid shiur. He says very nice shiurim, very understandable, and so on. I told him, don't say open-ended shiurim. Do a 10-part series on kashrus in the kitchen, a 5-part series on this, a 3-part series. People like to have a sense that they went from someplace and ended someplace. In certain way, it's the hefech of what we're taught in yeshivas. In yeshivas, Torah has no beginning, no end. Torah is everywhere, all the time. It's good for yeshiva because that's sort of yeshiva's atmosphere is outside of this world. Anybody living within this world needs to have a certain tachlis. So Vad picks a topic, and you move towards the topic with a certain tachlis, and you feel you've progressed towards surface. Let's say you decide to work on kas, just picking something out of it. You hope that after 10 different exercises, you've gotten there. The third part about a Vad that is good is that you have things in small steps, but small steps. So you bedafka take something that's comfortable for a person to do. It requires some effort. And slowly you move towards something. Slow progress is always better. Anybody who does a crash diet or crash exercises knows that the only thing that stays is the crash. The diet exercise doesn't stay because it's a crash. It's not natural. It's not changing. The body resists change actually. And if you starve yourself, the body will come back with a vengeance and demand food. We change only in small increments. So those are three reasons why such a mahalach is good. And finally, a fourth one is when you do it with a group, the right size group, there's a certain sense of a tzibur doing it. It's something that reinforces things. It's not that I'm doing something out of the ordinary and I'm kind of a yetzer daifin, but doing it as part of a tzibur is very important. So I think that the first topic that I would like to pick and work on, we'll call it das. Das, I guess today in a modern language, we would call it, for lack of a better word, I'm going to use the word mindfulness, because that's a very common word and that's bandied around a lot. What I mean is, and the way in the book where I used it, is to control our actions with our minds. Now, to do that in the full sense of the word is the biggest people around. It's the Alter Kelm. I mean, you're talking about something that is way beyond the reach of even a big person. You know, that type of controlling does. But there's a huge road between the biggest and the person who's always to even the smallest. And it will take some sort of reasonable effort to make a step forward. And so we'll learn about something in a minute, and then we'll try to see if we can take something and use it as a practical step. We'll start off in the very something probably everybody knows, heard many times, the first perek of Mesillas Yesharim. So the Mesillas Yesharim, his sefer is built around a ladder that Chazal gave us. And he says these are the steps we're taking to make ourselves better. He prefaces it with a chayvas adam v'lamay. Now, I want to go to the first paragraph of his, which is, in a sense, the preface to the preface. It's three lines. So the etzem hakdama about what is our matar in this world, he has this aneg, is davek, is malakolam kula. It's not what I'm talking about. The first three lines are, yichsoda chassidus v'shar shavoda t'mimahu. The yisod of chassidus and the shorosh of avoda is And then he says, and I want to explain this sentence first. He says, if you ask ourselves, where is the ladder headed to? Then the first question really is, where do I put the ladder down? When I have a ladder, I need to put it in a certain place. Where am I putting the ladder down? So he says, there's the ladder that we're talking about. Has two halves, Yechsod Achsidus and Shorish Havoda. One is called Yesod, one is called Shorish. The difference between the two is a Shorish is something where the rest grows automatically. So if you plant, if you buy a tree and you plant it in the right spot, you're going to need to keep taking care of it. But the etzem tzmicha is going to be coming from that, whereas a yesod is something that you have to build on top of that. So avoda tmima is something which it comes out from it, and chasidus, which is really not coming from the mitzvahs themselves, but they're beyond the mitzvahs, that there's a yesod. So I put down a yesod, and on that I can build. Because really, chasidus is a type of thing that I'm building. Avoda tmima is something that's growing from within. And b'meila, there's a shorish. What is it? A person should understand what's chavasa b'lamo, which means where is he coming from. Chavasa b'olamo means what was the point of his being put in this world. It's something which is a tachlis. So let's give an example where these two things split. When you have if I buy, for instance, like a kit to assemble something, I buy a piece of furniture from IKEA, and I have to put it together. So I look at it and I say, how come there's this type of screwdriver here? I guess it must be because to fasten these things. How come I have these 2 feet? Even before I see the instruction book, I can understand what is it supposed to look like. I can understand what was put here. And then he says, two, ulamat sorich sheyosim maboto magamosoi b'chol hasham kol mechayav. What is he supposed to focus on? What's the end result? Let's give a little bit of a mashal. When a person, we have a natural instinct that if we focus on something, we tend to move in that direction. So if a person is running towards something and he sees it, So his feet will carry him to it. If a person is aiming at something, so when you're raw, you need to keep moving your hands. But when you practice, you just need to look at what you're focusing on, and it will sort of bring you there. So the platform and the shoresh of avoda lies in putting a target ahead of you. When you put a target ahead of you, it automatically puts everything into focus. And even without thinking, you're automatically putting yourself into a certain framework. Let's give an example. Imagine I tell you I want to introduce you to Reb Chatzkel. I want to introduce you to Reb Chatzkel. There is nothing, I will not make any movement, motion, or anything other than being natural. If I tell you I'd like to introduce Reb Chatzkel, he might have a job for you, then subconsciously I straighten myself up. I do some tenuous that will align me with what the purpose is. So a person, when he has a tachlis in front of him, aligns himself with it. So the ladder stands on the person focusing on where he's headed to. That is so. If I ask myself, if somebody tells me what to do, and I don't see any tachlis in it, then there's no real place in my nefesh for it. I'm just going to sort of do it because I have to do whatever I have to do. If I'm my boss, I'm doing it. I have to do. It's the same way. Let's give an example. Imagine you have a worker and you tell him, just run these numbers for me. I don't know what the numbers are. I just say, run these numbers. I'll do it, but that's about it. If I tell him these numbers are going to decide, you know, whether it's worth investing in this, picking up that business, doing this and that because of this and this, it's a very different approach than when it's just kind of a thing itself. So we're talking about bringing das into the picture, bringing focus into the picture, and sort of aligning things. I would suggest the following. And again, this is my personal feeling, and it's something that comes out in the book. The main reason why we have a real problem is because we feel we're not doing much and we're not getting anywhere. Beating on ourselves only compounds the problem. Because anyway, you know, we go through day after day after day after day and things. So I would make the following suggestion. Every morning when you wake up with Moda Ani, you say with your own words. Now, I would say to say rather than to think, but obviously you don't want to make a production out of it because your Rebbetzin might not be happy. And what's this new Mishigas? I would say the following. You would say to yourself, the Ribbono Shel Olam has given me a day of life. The things I'm going to do today is I'm going to put on talis and tefillin. I'm going to daven 3 times. For those of us who wash, you know, even though I'm going to do Birchas HaMazon and give tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the life, and those are the things I will have to fulfill. At maybe some later point, we can add specific things, but at least a person puts himself into a certain frame of mind that, you know, I'm here for a tachlis. It is clear that if we really understood what tefillin were and what tzitzis were, it's worth giving a person a day of life for that. It's just because we don't have the right era fit, but it's manifestly true that for ye to be mekabel malchus shemayim, so I'm going to be putting on talis and tefillin, being mekabel malchus shemayim twice, doing ma'aseh tefillah, berachas hamazon, make a list that's reasonable, but that are kiyumim of the rites of bar mitzvahs. It should take probably 15 seconds, maybe if you really have a big agenda, a half a minute, maybe. But the point is to do it consistently. And it gives a person a sense of being sent with a tachlis. So I would suggest, if people here feel different, that it's not reasonable or something else a little bit or whatever it is, I mean, that's part of the reason why we're here together. Let's have some input. I would suggest make this a very important part, because what we're trying to do is that we have an overall system, an overall sense of our mitzias. It's just like in a computer. You know, we see the programs that are on, but the operating system is the big, big circle, and everything else is part of it. And there is nothing that goes at the operating system. If we learn to give ourselves an operating system, so it means that we have a sense of things, and then at some point later we'll try to at night come back and recap the etc. But I think it's a start to give us a feel that we're doing something. We're doing something, and we're putting a frame around our day of Avodas Hashem. So I would suggest we try it for 2 weeks, and we come back in 2 weeks in Avodas Hashem and exchange if it went well, didn't go well. If it didn't go well, what are the reasons why, and maybe for the next Kabbalah. So let's say, again, we'll take a, we'll make 8 weeks that will work on Das, which we'll call it being, in other words, bringing mindfulness into Avodas Hashem, and hopefully we'll see some sense of practice and so on. Are there any comments, feedback? Do any people feel something else would work better? That's why we're here as a group. And Ani Besaychem, I will make the same Kabbalah B'Neder, and we'll try to work it together. Any comment, feedback, whatever, up to you.
What is the expected results?
Just 1 second. Let me make my mic a little louder. I made it lower sometime. Yeah, what? Okay.
What are the expected results that we're supposed to expect from these 2 weeks that we measure whether it was helpful or successful or not?
Does it ever fall into your head during the day when you put on talis and tefillin? Does it ever kind of click that this is morning? Do you feel after you say it to yourself a different sense of mission? The two things I would like to think that comes out of something like this and an exercise like this is you feel like, you know what, I have been put here for tachlis. And when I do what I need to do, when I'm putting on talis, when I'm davening, sometimes I have a sense, you know, this is the mission statement, and I'm doing it. So it's giving me more a sense, not a random mitzvah, and not it's something a part of a bigger picture. That's what I feel it would contribute. Okay.
Those things during the day. We don't have to add any additional thoughts.
I would keep away from adding. It's the biggest temptation. It's just like the people that are, the people that overdo it in the beginning. The more you encumber, there's a phenomenon in the physical body called homeostasis, which means it likes to keep things the way they are. So if you make any radical change, like if you don't eat for a day, you will overeat the next day. But there's a certain threshold that if you eat, I don't know, 50 calories less, 100 calories less than normal, the body is not sensitive to it. So you can develop a pattern. It's true with everything. The problem is we never have the patience to do that. But anytime we make a large change, there's, for every motion, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. And it doesn't succeed, but when you build up things very slowly, so I would suggest not to do anything other than this. Simply, I mean, you know, in other areas you can feel free, but it's something that once build it and becomes part of you, and still the fact that it's your words and you're saying it, and those words are very personal, then I think they carry very special meaning.
Again, what were the exact words?
I would suggest the words would be, you know, when you're saying modani or with or before or after, you would say, Ribbono Shel'olam, you gave me a day of life today. The things I know you want of me are, it's a day to wear talis and tefillin, the mekabel machashmayim twice, the mespalel, and there are some Muslims. Stick to the rices and give tzedakah. And that's my mission for today. And anything else that might come up or something of those. A person has a sense, you know, it's understanding that these are important reasons to live for. You know, Kabbalah Zol Marshamayim is a Olam Umloya. And it's just because we're fortunate to be able to do twice a day every day, it shouldn't be megareh. It is megareh, but tachlis, at least a person has a sense of that mission when he starts his day off like that, and a moment that he's still kind of reflecting. Once we get very hectic and busy, our mind is thinking of 3-4 things. When you wake up in the morning, those few seconds, you're still kind of in your own world, and the feeling that this is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you out this day. He's giving you a neshama and saying, go, marching orders. That's what happens every single day. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, in 2 weeks we'll be kaveh again. And I'd like to hear feedback about. I mean, that's what Avad is, and then we'll try to move another small step forward, Mitzvah Hashem.